Sybil.
Be Monday, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Thank you, Jackson. Jackson, Columbus, Ohio, Wednesday night at the Funny Bone, baby.
Woo! And thank you, Miami and Fort Lauderdale. The Frankie Beverly and Maze concert this weekend that I hosted was woo! Man, is Frankie ready for the boat? He was late getting on stage talking about the boat, Sid.
Nice.
We were backstage just kicking it with all those hats lined up and all those white pants lined up. It's amazing to see, to go backstage where Frankie is. In his dressing room, man, you see table, a big old table just full of hats, just all lined up like, you know, they aren't different. They're all white. But anyway, Sib, I told him who else was on the cruise.
You gave him the rundown?
He was really excited about. Ooh. He was really excited about Larry Graham and the Graham Central Station.
Yeah, of course.
Because of Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah.
He said that the reason that they moved from Philly to California was to be close to Sly and the Family Stones, to try to learn. And that's why they moved. That's why they were doing fine in Philly.
Uh-huh.
But he said, bless your heart, y'all. We need to go to Oakland and be where Sly is. Never met the guy. Just wanted to be close to Sly and the Family Stones. And of course, Larry Graham was going to add some bottom. And, that was real interesting.
Very interesting.
That was good. That was a good concert. Good concert.
Good.
Yeah. I had a good time. We're going to Dayton.
We'll be there Thursday
night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday night and Friday
morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then this coming weekend, I'm going back to Tuskegee.
You're going home. Nice.
Homecoming weekend and convocation. I'm the convocation speaker.
You're not going to be there for the game, though, Saturday, though.
No. Okay. I can't make that. But anyway, Sybil. Okay. You're right, player. I think Trump has gone over the edge.
He's gone batty, Sybil.
I think Saturday Night Live
He lost it a long time ago, player.
But he's really lost it now. Saturday Night Live has taken him over the top. Would you agree, Sib?
I would definitely. Yeah, he does not like the impersonation that Alec Baldwin is doing.
And it is so funny.
You know what else?
And now they are taking it to a whole nother level.
They should.
Now they're going to double down.
You're right.
Watch.
He's all but saying, if I become president, I'm putting Saturday Night Live off the air.
Yeah, man.
Hillary goes to jail first.
Yeah. Hillary goes to jail first.
That's the first thing.
And then, damn the economy.
He's gone crazy.
Yeah, man. It's Saturday Night Live. You can't take it, man.
He was doing the middle of the night tweets, and he said, "Watch Saturday Night Live hit job on me. Time to retire the boring and unfunny show. Alec Baldwin portrayal stinks. Media rigging election.
He's crazy.
Media rigging election.
That shows you right there. He's crazy. You can say what you want. The election could be rigged, but Saturday Night Live is funny as hell. Okay.
All right. And Alec Baldwin is nailing it.
Alec Baldwin is nailing it, man. When he was running around in the background, I was screaming.
I was too, player.
Sybil, I went to see Lewis Black Saturday night in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Right, man, he said, "I have nothing to say." Because these guys, you know, the thing is, you got to be funnier than what's happening.
Right.
He said, "I can't do it. Good night."
And that's saying a lot for Lewis Black.
He said, "You're supposed to be funnier." He said, "That's my job."
They're putting him out of work.
He said, "You guys are putting me out of work." Oh, my God. He was funny, man. He nailed it. He nailed it all, man.
So he says the election's are rigged.
Oh, it's rigged?
Yeah.
And now it's rigged.
Now,
No, it wasn't rigged. It wasn't rigged before.
No, not while he was winning.
Now that the polls are against him, yeah, and these all these women are coming forward. He's saying that this is just another effort to show that the elections are not going to be run correctly, and the evil media is helping that happen.
The media that gave him all the free press that would go to a Trump rally in the drop of a hat. So now we go to the Trump rally. Boom, they're right there.
I was watching Bill Maher, and he said something that made a lot of sense. If Trump loses, his supporters are so fired up. They already think they've already bought, you know, drank the Kool-Aid. Whatever he says, if he says that the elections are rigged, they're rigged.
It's rigged.
Like the lady in Iowa who says that if Hillary's elected, that
there's
going to be a revolution. Those people are so fired up that if he loses, when he loses, what are they going to do?
Well, that's
scary.
They had evidence of the scariness this weekend as the media was talking to some of more of these people, and one man suggested that they would do away with Secretary Clinton if she becomes president. So the man said, "You are suggesting that you would be willing to assassinate her," and he pretty much agreed to that.
Did they arrest him right then and there?
I didn't see.
They don't take him away and
exactly.
put him in jail?
Yeah, and they did not indicate that they did.
Right.
Wow. Dang.
This is how angry they are.
They're so angry.
And when he loses,
what are they going to do? And what is he going to do?
I think he's going to start his own network, player.
Everybody says that.
There's another instance of a North Carolina Republican Party office, their headquarters, northwest of Raleigh, suffered major damage when it was attacked Saturday night, and they said it was a firebombing. An explosive device was thrown through the window. And, of course, the Republican Party leader, Donald Trump, tweeting last night, animals representing Hillary Clinton and Dems.
Animals.
Animals. representing Hillary Clinton and Dems in North Carolina just firebombed our office because we are winning. And now he's starting to sound like Charlie Sheen. And
he didn't firebomb, sibling. All that hate in there, spontaneous combustion. That's what happened to it, man.
Wow.
all that hate in one.
They also left a note, Nazi Republicans with the swastika, leave town or else. Now, I don't know who did it. But it obviously Hillary Clinton and the Democrats have apologized, you know, saying they're sorry. Not that they did it, just sorry that it happened. They're not taking responsibility for it. But doesn't it just seem quizzical that this happens and things are starting to ramp up and making more questions about election rigging? And sometimes it's an inside job. I'm just saying, not necessarily the doing of
just
the opposition.
Just to show pity on their side. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past them, Sim. I'm sure on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See what's happening to us?
Yep.
Yeah. You've seen it on Scandal. You've seen it on House of Cards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't watch television?
Now it's rigged. That he's losing, it's rigged. Right.
Now it is rigged.
Maybe we should come up with shirts, Play. I got an idea. Here's some money
All right.
We get some T-shirts here. Picture Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And right across the bottom, it says, Rigger, please. How about that? Sim, you want some of this?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Rigger, please.
I'm good.
Rigger, please. Come on. Sounds interesting, don't it, Sim? Come on now.
And it doesn't come trippingly off of everybody's tongue that way, Jay. So be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I came up with an idea at the concert. I said we need a T-shirt that says, if we don't vote, we are effed.
I like that one.
Yeah. Coming up on the TJMS this morning, Chris Paul in the NFL wrap-up, Todd Mayfield, Curtis Mayfield's son. He wrote a book about his dad, and Ms. H., Kathy Hughes. But first, it's open enrollment season on your job, and Melody Hobson has tips with Money Mondays coming up on the TJMS.